Simon & Schuster Audio presents Getting Out of Saigon, How a 27-Year-Old Banker Saved 113 Vietnamese Civilians by Ralph White. Read by Mark Bramhall.
Author's note. In my depiction of events, I adhere to the conventions of memoir, which hold me to a high standard of truthfulness while permitting creative license in reproducing dialogue. In the print version of this book, I have placed quotation marks around the words spoken in my presence. Last cable with Chase Manhattan Bank, Saigon Branch. This is Chase Regional Office calling Chase Saigon. Is anyone there?
Yes, Mr. White.
What are you doing there, and why did you not leave Termaine, who is there now?
This is White. Stop. Saigon is still fairly quiet and secure, and additionally,
are any other people still there?
Yes, many people are here. Stop. How many have left?
62, sir, and have 56 for today. Stop. All others have elected to stay. Stop. There seems to be no problem in this regard. Stop. Ellerman extremely concerned about how depositors will get their funds. Stop. He does not want customers penalized for having done business with American Bank. Stop. Right now, records and keys are at French Embassy per your instructions. Stop. Would you like me to go to Governor of National Bank with Ellerman and try to transfer accounts to other banks? Stop. I believe that I have the time to do so without jeopardizing the other objective.
Please stop this nonsense, and you are hereby instructed to leave Vietnam together with the other group today. Stop. Head office will instruct National Bank what to do. Stop. I repeat, get out of there. Termaine.
Yes, sir. My pleasure. Stop. Is that all?
Message from Mr. Klim to Mr. White. Please make sure test key destroyed and all available microfilms would be hand-carried by yourself tonight. Stop.
May I send microfilm and last day's work through diplomatic pouch?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?